Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 10th. You'll be interested to know, 165 years ago, today in 1846, Elias Howe was granted a patent for his lock-stitch sewing machine, a momentous human achievement that revolutionized garment manufacture and transformed the textile industry, making clothing more accessible and affordable. This invention, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, stands as a testament to ingenuity, perseverance, and the power of innovation to uplift everyday life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of drizzle, and it feels like 60 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:59, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:20. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Wednesday with a chance of drizzle before 1 p.m. and a high near 63, accompanied by a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 55 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 7:30 with a high tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 78 and a north wind around 6 miles per hour. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 58 and a north wind 2 to 7 miles per hour. Friday brings more sunny weather with a high near 70 and a northeast wind around 8 miles per hour. Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 51. And a south wind 2 to 6 miles per hour. Saturday is looking mostly sunny with a high near 72 and a southwest wind 2 to 8 miles per hour. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 55 and a south wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. On Sunday, expect mostly sunny skies again with a high near 73 and a south wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. Sunday night has a slight chance of rain showers after 1 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 57, and a northeast wind around 7 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, it's going to be mayhem in Boston. Pop star Lady Gaga announced a second North American leg of her current tour, the Mayhem Ball, which includes two nights at Boston's TD Garden. She will perform on March 29th and March 30th. Pre-sales begin on Wednesday, while general ticket sales start next Monday. The tour supports her latest studio album, also titled Mayhem, released in March. This album features hit songs like Abracadabra and Disease, with an expanded edition just released, including her new single, The Dead Dance. Now on to sports. The NFL power rankings entering week two reveal that the Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in last place in the AFC West, following an opening week loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, putting them at 0 wins and 1 loss. The Chargers, Denver Broncos, and Las Vegas Raiders are all 1-0, highlighting the challenges ahead for the Chiefs. With injuries and suspensions affecting their offense, the Chiefs face tough upcoming games against the Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Detroit Lions. Other ranking show teams like the New Orleans Saints and Miami Dolphins struggling, while the Green Bay Packers stood out with a complete performance. The Philadelphia Eagles remain at the top, showcasing their defensive strength and smart off-season moves. In local sports, last night at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, the Red Sox beat the Athletics 6-0. Gonzalez hit a two-run homer, Ressnyder added a homer driving in two, and Gonzalez doubled in another run. Connelly Early threw five scoreless innings with 11 strikeouts to earn the win. The Sox finished with 9 hits, 0 errors, and 7 left on base. The Red Sox improved to 81-65. This afternoon, the Red Sox clash with the Athletics at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento for the final game of this 3-game series. Peyton Tall is 0-1 with a 7.56 earned run average, facing Mason Barnett, who is 1-1 with a 9. First pitch at 3:35 with clear weather expected. In top news, iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max are Apple's latest flagships, introduced yesterday with a focus on performance and pro-level photography. These models feature a vapor chamber cooling system, which allows for sustained high performance during demanding tasks. The A19 Pro chip promises up to 40% better sustained performance. Durability is enhanced with Ceramic Shield 2, offering greater scratch resistance. The Super Retina XDR display reaches 3,000 nits of brightness. With larger batteries, users can enjoy extended video playback. The prices start at $1,099 for the Pro model and $1,199 for the Pro Max. In business news, the latest numbers indicate that job growth for the year through March was significantly lower than government reports suggested. The Bureau of Labor Statistics marked down previously reported net payroll gains by 911,000 in the 12 months through March. Instead of adding about 1,800,000 positions, the U.S. economy created only 847,000 jobs. These revisions likely will not prompt the Federal Reserve to implement a half percentage point rate cut next week. While the revisions suggest a slowdown in job growth, they do not significantly alter the current labor picture. Analysts remain cautious about interpreting these preliminary estimates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $111,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $4,300. And XRP is unchanged at $2.94. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. BMW and Mercedes-Benz are challenging Tesla with new luxury sport utility vehicles, marking Europe's most ambitious effort to catch up with United States and Chinese technology. Tesla's Model Y transformed the auto industry, becoming the best-selling vehicle globally. Recently, BMW and Mercedes-Benz unveiled electric models that promise to satisfy consumer demand for high-end European brands. These new sport utility vehicles will travel farther and charge faster than most electric vehicles today. Mercedes revealed its electric GLC in Munich, while BMW showcased its new X3, describing it as a once-in-a-lifetime moment for the brand. The new models are set to reach U.S. showrooms next year. And in entertainment news, Wake Up Dead Man adds a delightfully dark twist to Knives Out. On the third day of the Toronto International Film Festival, director Rian Johnson exclaimed, "We're going back to church," referring to the film's gothic inspirations from Edgar Allan Poe. The new Benoit Blanc mystery feels darker and more spiritual than its predecessors, while still being twisting and hilarious. Johnson masterfully gilds an incredible cascade of twists, leading to a powerfully emotional crescendo. The film opens in select theaters on November 26, before streaming on Netflix on December 12. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Charles F. Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.